أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهذا البلد الأمين وطور سنين وهذا البلد الأمين. In the Surah Wattin, we read yesterday where Allah Ta'ala took qasams of two material things, physical things, the fig and the olive, and the great virtues which are in there, and that we person keeps that in mind, that what great material, physical benefits Allah Ta'ala has kept in that, and that Allah is taking an oath on that, and Allah only takes oath on those things which are His very, very great creation. So that from that also we can understand how great these creations of Allah Ta'ala are, that Allah is taking oath of them. Then Allah takes oath of two more things, and one is Watur Sinin, or Tur Sinin ki, and Mount Sinai, the Mount of Sina. That is where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had the great honor of speaking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah takes qasam of that, and when the Torah was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ or إِشْ شَهِرْ أَمَنْ وَعَلَيْكِ. And Allah Ta'ala takes also qasam of this city, that is the city of Makkah Mukarramah. So from when man can easily understand material things, because they are not difficult to understand, they are there. So when he can understand the great benefit of figs and olives, then Allah Ta'ala takes him a step further. From that you can now understand the great virtues and benefits of Mount Sinai and also of Makkatul Mukarramah. Normally we have people who go on the three haram visit tour, but it should not just be a tour, it should really be to know what the value of these places are. When we go to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, then there also we should know what the value of that place is. Such a place that Allah is taking qasam of the precincts of that place. Such a place where a vast amount of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried. Such a place where a lot of the wahi came down. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought wahi to many of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in this blessed place. So that place is very, very blessed. And then what to say about Haram Sharif, about the city of Makkah, which Allah Himself calls it the city of peace. That is, peace is guaranteed to a person. And this place where the final wahi on Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came over and over. And as in this surah, which is a Makki surah, and all generally the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif have to do with our aqaid and our beliefs and the year after. Accountability of one's actions in the year after. So that also we should keep in mind, and all that Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of these great, great things. In order the jawab qasam, the reason why this oath is taken, that comes in front, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ, that Allah has created man in the best of forms. And for to state that we know ourselves, but Allah is emphasizing, highlighting it by taking qasam of these four great creations of His and these places of great blessings, barakat. And then Allah reminds man, which so to say man knows, but in another form, man does not know. That's why Allah, the all-knowing, took qasam of these four great things, so that it dawns upon man and he realizes that what his body is, how Allah has made him. Details, a little bit details will come, how Allah has created this man. And all this is that when his form Allah made so beautiful and so honorable, then he should imbue it, he should fill it in with also good, correct beliefs, with akhlaq, with amal, etc., and make the inside of this body also very beautiful. Allah in his fadl and karam made the outside of the body the most honorable body of the human being. Now it is up to man that he makes the inside also with correct beliefs, with correct character, akhlaq, etc. He makes his inside also beautiful. So in the these ayat, Allah has taken qasam of two material things, the fig and the olive, and then two spiritual things, to Mount Sinai and the city of Makkatul Mukarramah. And from that it should come into our hearts what these honorable places are, and then what Allah is explaining in front, we should give due importance to that, not only to know or to talk or to hear, but that it becomes part of our life, and practically we make amal on it, and we do make our body spiritually also very beautiful.